Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cass, chilling as you shall. Father time was good, dog.
SinCityRadio.net.
We built this shit!
SinCityRadio.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Mission from God.
I was just bullshitting, man.
SinCityRadio.net.
And let me pass. Oh, they have to be pulling these hush puppies out your motherfucking ass.
SinCityRadio.net. SinCityRadio.net.
SinCityRadio. Edition of Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cass chilling as usual. And my man Father Time with him. Timer, what's good, Doc?
What's cracking, Doc?
Chilling. Look, so what's up, baby?
Hey, y'all, what's going on?
I'm in the chat
room. What's happening?
I'm in the video chat room. So, you know, SinCityRadio.net, I'm in the video chat room.
That's why we put it in there.
If I had a webcam, I'd get in there every time I'm on.
You ain't got no webcam?
I mean, at least, you know, not on my no.
Yeah, suck to be you. New age.
Well, I mean, but if I get on there, I could see you, but you can't see me, right? Like, if I was to get on.
Yeah, you can still get on like that.
Mm-hmm. So it don't suck to be me. Ha.
You came, what, a year or two earlier, off time with a bought you a webcam.
I was giving my boy.
Hey, he checking off the webcams real good.
Straight set tripping.
So what's the deal? What's the deal, good people?
Man, what's up with the LL Cool J chain, bro?
You like that?
That shit played out in the 80s, man.
Man, quit hating. I'm taking it back to the old school. See what I got on it? See the brass knuckles on it? Rocking the brass knuckles on it, too. The plan.
Yeah, I see you, man. I see you. You see that belt, boy?
Oh, man, you ain't said nothing. All I gotta do is reach up and grab mine.
Why you always want to beat somebody up?
Who?
I know the dude balling his head.
I ain't balling. What you talking about?
It's violent people don't carry nuts. I mean, non-violent people don't carry nuts on a chain.
You would have to see the chain. See, you know what I'm saying? It's the old school. Right, so see, that's what it is. It's that old school flavor. That's all. Some old school flavor today.
I'm ready right now, looking.
I ain't ready to fight now. I'm just trying, like I said, man, I'm just trying to relax. I'm in good spirits today.
So am I, man. So am I. See what I'm holding up.
Boy, you and that damn thing, nah.
Got that ass going today.
I'm cooling out today. I'm on relax mode.
And I got that Boston Red Sox on.
Hey, you know, I ain't never been no baseball fan, so I care less really who wins that.
It's World Series time, Holmes.
Yeah,
all right, man,
nah,
but look, check it out. Check it out, man. You know, people don't call here for no damn sports. All right, man, I got a question, dog.
Okay.
She didn't leave her name, so it's whatever. All right, she say it's a long story, but please bear with me. I need your help. I met a guy through the internet in 2008. I lied to him about everything: name, age, area I live in, pictures, everything. I told him I was 20, but I'm only 17. I also sent him pictures of another girl, telling him that it's me. I did not expect to fall in love with him. But now I do love him. She says, please don't say he might be a killer, et cetera, since I got to know him through the internet, because I'm 100% sure that he's not. And her question is, how do I tell him the truth and not lose him?
Shit.
And he knows there's no name.
Six years, and she ain't nothing but 17 now?
No, she said she was 7 when she's met him. She was 17. Apparently, they live in different states. She met him on the internet. She was 17, but she told him she was 20. So now I'm guessing he thinking she's 26 now, when technically she only 23. But she didn't say what his age is, and she wants to know, how does she tell him the truth without losing him?
First of all, how in the fuck do you have a relationship for 6 years and not even meet each other? That ain't no damn relationship. Y'all just texting.
I guess they in separate states.
I'm saying, though, 6 years, I mean, there ain't nobody going to get on a bus or nothing. Take a plane, train, automobile, something.
Hey. That right there should have told him she was young. You know what I mean? She didn't
that
say
right.
what his age was. But I'm like, if you can't meet me, you know, if you can't just, I understand, you know, you can't just go out there and, you know, I can't go to the airport right now and just buy a ticket today. You know what I mean? I got to wait till the next payday or some shit like that. But 6 years? You can't come see me in 6 years? Why, you don't get no vacations? You know, I'm pretty sure you've had at least one vacation within 6 fucking years. I'm just saying. I think it's a lost cause.
I don't think she can tell the dude the truth now. I mean, it's been 6 years of lying.
Right. As we see, Eddie then slid it through the door. Hello.
Oh, y'all talking to me?
Yeah.
Hello, how y'all doing?
You know, I got something for Eddie, man. I'm about to go get something for Eddie right now. Bear, just go ahead with the show, man. Bear with me. I got something for Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, now his whole thing is, well, the question that was asked was that the girl said she met the guy when she was 17 over the internet. They've been in a 6-year relationship over the internet. She didn't lie about everything. She catfished her. Bottom line, she catfished her. Mm-hmm. She want to know is it the way that she could salvage that relationship?
She want to know that?
Yeah, she want to know that.
How he look?
We had no idea. It was just a question that came over on the internet.
Well, I guess it depends on how he looks.
So if he ugly enough, he might go for it.
Ain't nobody gonna be. If he ain't all there, anybody gonna be knocking down his door. So he might. I ain't saying he got to be ugly or whatever. I'm just saying.
But 6 years, 6 years is a long ass time.
What I'm saying is, if she go ahead and go and do it. Depending on how he looks, hell, he could be catfishing her. Shit, if they ain't neither one of them seeing each other, she thinking she's doing all this lying. He could be lying too.
Okay, I understand that. I mean, because if you got, I mean, that's 6 years. In 6 years, ain't neither one of y'all said, well, shit, you gonna get on the bus? You gonna...
That's what I'm saying. Right. Ain't nobody said that. He okay with y'all just... I mean, he probably didn't ask, but if he okay and continue this relationship for 6 years, ain't neither one of y'all seen each other and y'all still talking, they catfishing each other. So they might as well go and get it out the way. They might be perfect for each other. Shit. Never know.
I got to agree with that answer, man. That's an answer I can agree with because that's, man, fucking years. Come on. I can't see it. Not me sitting there 6 fucking years. We ain't never met nothing.
Couldn't be me. She better than me because I know me. I get antsy after 6 motherfucking days. So 6 years definitely wasn't going to do it for me. Oh, shit. Okay, something got to give here. Like, I'm with you. Somebody got to get on a bus, a plane, a train, an automobile. We got to shit. Something. We can meet halfway. You know what I mean? Anything. But then,
and then
you brought up a really good point. Like, shit, they fuck around and be perfect for each other. He ain't really 6'2", you know what I'm saying, tall, dark, and handsome. That nigga might be something completely different, too. Or hell, shit, both, you know, hell, he fuck around and be a man that used to be a woman or some shit. You never know.
Could be. All right, okay. Well, ladies, I got a question for you. Okay. Old girl want to know, how do I get my man to eat me out more?
Ask him.
Yeah.
Ask him. First, do you ask him? If not, shit. And ain't much he could do when he if he's sitting on his face.
why did I do that answer coming out? Just sit on. How do you guys how do you guys actually think that's going to work? I mean, y'all think motherfuckers going to be laying there asleep. Y'all just plop down on his face. Just slide. I mean, come on, shit. I'm going to tell you like this. I don't think, well, with me, I don't think that's a good idea, because my initial reaction is to get the mic and trying to kick and fight. So I think the motherfucker trying to smother me. So you'll fuck around here. I got little teeth marks by the time I finish.
Well, I bet you'll get the
hits on. Yeah, you'll stop off of the bitches. So fast. You walking like you bow legged. They told damn, he told that pussy up. Damn right, he bit a plug out of it. I think motherfucker trying to smother me. I don't know about that. Just plopping down on the motherfucker's face.
Mm-hmm. He may not be sleep. Why won't he sleep? He could be sitting. He could be laying there.
Do we know why? Like, did she say? Like, has she asked him and he just, like, he just refuses? Or, you know, then we need more details. We need to. Shit, that's a very vague question. There's lots of reasons how come he ain't. Or, you know, how do you get him to do it? We need to know what the situation is. You know what I'm saying? Like, if she asks him and he don't do it, well, there's something there. You know what I mean? Or shit. If she never asks and he never does it, well, hell. You know, some people feel like, well, shit, if you ain't asking for it, then they don't have to do it.
But sometimes I feel like some men, just like some women, like to suck dick, some don't. You know, so you have to ask them or try to get them those hints that you want it done. It's the same thing for men. There might not be something that, you know, they like to do, but they'll do it. You know what I'm saying? But you just got to approach them about it. I mean, there are some men that are just, they just eat pussy all day long.
Damn. Yeah, she said, oh.
I did. Oh.
I said, oh.
That's all they be wanting is a pussy in their mouth. Oh, goodness.
And then there are some that when they do it when they in the mood. They have to be in the mood to do it. So it depends.
Okay. All right, well. All right, now Jadeen, you got this one. I think you're the best one to answer this next question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've been wanting to have a threesome with my boyfriend, but I'm scared that things won't be the same afterwards. But I'm in need of a woman. What should I do?
Well, it looks okay to ask a question.
She ain't had no reason yet.
It's all right.
I think she didn't indulge once or twice. She just tried to make sure this shit don't get on whichever.
I know. I have never had a threesome. Have I ever been with a woman? Yes. But have I ever had a threesome? No.
So what, y'all
don't
want to
show up?
Huh?
Y'all kicked the guy out?
There was no guy. There was never a man in the picture with either of the women that I was with.
So at no point in time did y'all feel like we need some dick up in here?
No.
Y'all ain't thought of all the time, okay?
Selfish. That's what I say. Y'all just much selfish a fuck.
No, it just who was there? Said what? No nigga there. I mean, you know, maybe
wait for you to decide to finish hanging out with your friends, and everybody got to have all that. We be done and over.
Hold on. Let's get one thing straight. I don't know now. I don't know too many motherfuckers that you didn't call said, look, she here, what you finna do? Well, let me go finish playing basketball. Nah, I don't know too many motherfuckers that's gonna sit there and say that. No, I'm sorry. You're not gonna get me on that. That was you just being selfish on it all for yourself. That's all.
Wasn't no there was never any men there at the time, or before I got there, or she got there, or there was never any men involved. It was just in every situation, girls have girl time. I mean, we be chilling, we be talking, we be, you know what I mean, doing whatever we doing at the time, and shit happens.
Okay. Now, how does that just happen? Because there's not one time that I didn't get drunk. I'm pretty sure I think I could vouch for Father Time when I say that me nor him that got drunk. And, well, you sure looking good today. I mean, how does this happen?
Well, look, my first two experiences, there was no alcohol either. First of all, women are extremely, I believe, and it just might be my belief, Janine might, you know, agree with me, but I believe that all women are a tiny bit gay or lesbian or curious or whatever you want to call it. You know, I work at a liquor store. I see all kinds of things and people. Am I going to take a blind eye when I see a thick-ass, pretty-ass woman? No. I'm with everybody else, you know what I mean? Women are more experimental. So we could be sitting there fucking talking about, you know, our wedding day. And that's with my, you know, future husband's most shit. And next thing you know, hell. Yeah. You know, you're kind of cute. Or, you know, when we change in front of each other, we don't get the butt. We use the restroom, the door open, you know what I mean? Shit, I don't take a shower, and I ain't got the, you know, the door closed. I ain't put on a towel. None of that shit. That's just how we are. And it don't start out to be, hey, you know what I'm saying, why don't we go ahead and do this tonight? It just turns into that. If it turns into that, it happens.
What?
We supposed to be like, ooh, girl, you know what, I'm kind of feeling you. I'm feeling you, too. Let's call a dude. No.
Yeah.
For what? He's there and I'm there and we're already feeling each other. What the fuck we gonna call somebody else and wait for him to get that for? If he ain't already there.
And then at least with the woman, we already know what we get. With the man, it's always up in the air. You don't know if you get tall, big, little, skinny, wide.
Or shit, you know, you might not like her taste in men, and she might not like your taste in men, and a nigga get there, and both of y'all turned off. You ruined the moment.
Ruined the night.
Yeah. Oh, fuck all that. Shit, I'm feeling a little bit, my nipples is hard and your nipples is hard. Why don't we rub them together?
All right, I just got back. What the hell y'all talking about?
Having sex with women. Women having sex with women. But sometimes as women, we just need our me time. You have to always include the man. Hey, y'all just always want us to include y'all in everything.
Everything. Unless it's something we want to include them in, then they don't want to have nothing to do with it.
Exactly.
I'm selfish motherfuckers if you ask me, but hey. That's my opinion. I'm just saying.
Y'all can be called selfish too, then, if that's the case. Huh.
I'm going to tell you like this. If this motherfucker say he horny, and I'm sitting there talking about I'm horny, we ain't looking at each other. We calling you.
No, I'm saying if y'all go out and sleep with another woman, y'all don't call y'all main woman out in the past and say, come on, baby, I got a girl for us to fuck.
Well, now, you know in all cases that don't work. You know in all cases that do not work.
Whatever.
I mean.
I missed it. What did you say? I missed it. I'm sorry.
Okay, so now Janine, that might work with you. But now look, so let me ask you, and let's be 100% honest here. Me and you together, we're a couple, and I call you. It's about 1:30 in the morning. You at the house, and I'm like, hey, what you doing? You tell me nothing. And I say, well, hey, I got this bad, big booty-ass bitch over here. She ready to fuck. She want to fuck both of us. You coming? Or can I bring her home?
I'm on my way. Hang out with exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Come on. Come
now,
Did
you say we go together?
Right, man, you in a relationship. We in a relationship.
Oh, nigga, I'm finna fuck you up with your asshole. That, you know I'm not with it. You know I'm not. Now, we talked about this before. Now, if I happen to, you know what I'm saying, come home and y'all already there or you just pop up with this chick, I already told you I'm not finna let nothing come between us. But come on now, if you call me up and ask me, no. That's going to have to be a trick for me because you know I'm not with it. What's the difference? I don't understand the difference. There is a difference for me, Janine. I mean, because you know what I'm saying, you see your relationship completely differently in that area than I do, you know what I mean, and on everything else in the relationship we might agree, but you don't feel that that is a problem, and I do.
No, I mean, you saying you willing to do it, but what's the difference if he call you and ask you? That's why I'm not understanding. So what's the condition on whether he do it? So if they there in the house, in the bedroom, then you would do it? Is that what you're saying?
Well, okay, like I said, if, okay, I come home. Are you okay when you put it like that? That's different. Now,
I mean, he already met the girl already.
I mean, but yeah, if I come home and they just in the bed already, then yeah, I'm not going to see that as an opportunity for us to all get down. I'm going to see that as an opportunity to start tearing shit up.
Okay, but now he done called you and said, hey, I got one. I'm bringing her home.
Oh. Have I been drinking?
I don't matter.
You can stop.
Right. Just answer the question. It's a yes or no question.
Okay, well, shit. I'm going to take a pause. I'm going to hit me a shot real quick. And then, all right, y'all come on.
So another one.
Send me a picture right now.
But then you know your guy and what type of woman he likes, so you pretty much know he ain't gonna bring nobody home fucked up or nothing like that. So I mean, depending on you know your guy and what he likes. So
okay, but now do my guy understand that after this little excursion is over, I'm cussing him out, and this is not gonna be
okay.
Okay, because I'm looking at it like this. Okay, if you call me and you say, hey, I got one and I'm on my way, okay, well, then if I say no and it still takes you 2 hours to get home, then that means you've cheated on me now because, you know what I'm saying, you don't fuck
the
way
okay, you add stuff. They came straight to the house. It wasn't nothing in between. As soon as y'all done, her ass gone. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no spending the night, nothing like that. So would you do it?
Oh, man. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I guess.
All right, well, while she think about it, I got another question from the chat room. It's a little bit long, so y'all bear with me. Her name is Confused. That's the name she used, so... She said, I just got out of a very serious, long-term relationship that ended when I went off to college. We only been broke up about
months. I've been talking to this other guy named Joe for the past month, and he really likes me. We've discussed being exclusive before, but not necessarily dating. I agree to it. I have not been faithful to this idea at all. I've been hooking up with and talking to other guys for the entire time I've been talking to Joe.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I'm sort of playing him since he is not hooking up with anybody else. But I never told him that he couldn't. He asked me to go to a fancy dinner with him this weekend, and one of his friends told me that he plans to ask me to be his girlfriend. I do not want the title, and I want to have the option to play the field. I do not think that I am ready to be invested in such a relationship, although we are basically already dating. How can I politely say no to the idea of dating but still hang out with him every day and continue to hook up with him? She just want to fuck it. I do not want to lose him, but I do not want to be with only him. I'm just not ready for another relationship yet. I want to be single for just a little bit longer. So how do I turn down the guy that I like? I guess that's for the ladies. Confused.
Keep playing.
So in other words, if you know.
Keep playing the I just got out of a long-term relationship.
Right.
And just keep playing that. Just keep saying, I'm not ready. And to me, if I'm telling you I'm not ready, which means I'm saying we not girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever, then she can pretty much do whatever she wants. And I wouldn't disrespect them, because once you disrespect them, you find out about something, of course you're going to get upset, whether y'all call boyfriend or girlfriend or not. You're going to get mad.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't disrespect them.
So how did she turn him down?
She played the role like she just getting out of a long-term relationship. She don't want to get into another one right now. You know, can we just stay the way we are?
Now, you know what?
So your advice to her is to say, use a long-term relationship. I don't want to get into a relationship right now because I just got out of a long-term relationship. That's your advice.
Yes.
That's what you're saying she should tell him.
Yeah.
Her name is going to be changed from confused to battered. That's what's going to happen.
Confused for what?
To battered.
Battered.
Yeah. Cut the shit out of her ass. That's what's going
to
happen.
Whatever. She don't need to listen to no advice from y'all, because y'all ain't going to tell her right.
Your advice ain't that great, though.
You
yeah, like you gave
game.
Her some Dr. Phil type shit.
What the fuck?
You telling her to lie to the dude.
She been
that's not a lie. That is not a lie.
She been fucking around with dude for how long now?
A couple of months.
A couple of months. And she just got out of a long-term relationship. And she's saying they not considered boyfriend and girlfriend right now, but she think he about to ask her. I said, so when he do, let him know that you just got out of a long-term relationship. You're not ready. When you if you tell
okay.
him you're not ready, that's not lying to him.
That's my whole thing. Just tell him the truth. You ain't ready. You don't want to be in a relationship. Just tell him the truth. Because you sitting there talking about.
Oh my goodness, that is what I just said.
No, you said
yes,
play
I did.
The role.
You ain't saying
yes,
like
I,
that.
Role. Yes, I did.
You said play the role.
Some shit to it.
Yeah, I see what you do. You've been turned on the waterworks. I'm just not ready yet. Another minute to go. Tell me you ain't ready. See, you done turned on the waterworks, and then when I felt bad for you, then everybody talking about you sucker ass motherfucker. She going around telling that she fucked old boy that same night.
That's the whole point. She's trying to keep him around. So, y'all, see,
nah.
That's what I'm saying. Girl, don't listen to that them. They coming from a man's point of view. I'm saying the same thing y'all saying. I'm just saying it in a different way. That's all.
The way,
I'm saying
like said,
it in
way,
a female way.
The way you saying it, her name's not going to be confused anymore. It's going to be battered.
No, it's not, because I'm saying the same thing. I am just not ready. I'm just not ready.
Yep.
I just got out of this long-term relationship. But, you know, I really want us to stay friends, and we, you know, I want us to stay the way we are. That's all I'm saying. What's the difference?
Yeah, but okay, if you say it just like that. But see, that ain't how you said it. You said it in the sense of like you're going to turn the waterworks on. You're going to get him the whole
okay.
performance.
I might get
and
emotional. It's all class. I really care about him.
But then you turn around and fuck somebody else that same night. Shit, I'm going to smack your motherfucker, all right?
Well, you don't know nothing about that. I wouldn't disrespect you. You don't even know nothing about that. So I'm not going to disrespect you. That's all I'm saying. Don't disrespect him. If this is your friend and you really care about him, and that's what I'm saying, and you still want him in your life, just make sure you don't disrespect him. That's all I'm saying. Because once he find out, regardless, if they together or not, he's still going to get mad. That's all I'm saying.
All right, I got another question from the chat room, y'all. Y'all getting these long ass fucking questions, man. This is from a lady. I mean, you know, people telling every little thing, which is cool with me. I ain't got no problem with that. Her name is Second Chance. She said, "I don't know how to get my ex-boyfriend back. He broke up with me last week. He said that when I had asked him that night if things were okay, he made up his mind to not continue with us. He said he fell out of love with me and things haven't been enjoyable except for a few times. I know it was a distance too, but I offered to come and visit him soon, so I guess they're in different states.
Mm-hmm.
I asked for a fresh start, and he said he doesn't think things will change. We agreed that we are better friends. I agreed like an idiot. I only said I wanted to be his friend. And it was better. Wait a minute. I only said I wanted to be his friend and that it was better we are friends because I just want him in my life so bad. A few days later, I texted him an apology saying how sorry I was and realized I was not cooperating in the relationship. I really wasn't. I understand what I did was wrong. I want him back so bad. Wait a minute. I want so bad. God damn. I want so bad to go back in time and stop all the negative attitude. After apology, he said I never had to go out of my way to please him, and here we are now. I guess she meant to say he said she never went out of her way to please him, but I guess she's kind of spelled it wrong. Anyway, here we are now. I said, "How? I know I did wrong. I want a second try, but you don't." And he said, because he doesn't know if he wants to, he doesn't want to leave me on with an unsure feeling. I said, maybe take some time away from me, but know that I want this again. I was wrong. He hasn't responded to me in 3 days. How do I get him back? That's the end of the question, y'all. She want to know how she going to get him back.
Yeah.
He's saying that she really didn't cooperate in a relationship, and he kind of fed up with it. I guess she regretting it. But he ain't responding to her texts anymore, so she wants to know what can she do now. Her name is Second Chance. Ladies, I see his ass back.
Oh, you know, I hit my ass on that one. You know, if he's telling her he don't think that there's going to be, you know, no difference, you know, then he's, you know, pretty much made up his mind that he don't want to be with her now. You know, to leave an open ended, that's okay. Well, you take some time away from me and you decide, well, then she needs to give him some time. She needs to give him some time to decide whether or not, you know, that's something he wants to do. But if he don't want to be with her, then there is no giving him back, you know, because if they do wind up back together, it's not going to be a satisfying relationship. Or either one of them. You know, it'll just be him being with her because that's what she wants, but he don't, you know, he'll be doing something else. You can't make a person who don't want you no more want you. You have to let it go.
And my thing is, even if he do, you know, he's sitting here telling you he don't love you and he done fell out of love with you and stuff like that, that's the end right there. For you to tell somebody something like that shit is over. But she says she loves him and she's trying to get him back or whatever. You know, I say ignore his ass. Ignore him. Don't call him no more. Don't do nothing. Move on. Even if it's with somebody you don't even want to be with, move on. Let him see what he want to do with himself. If he still love her and he sees she's moving on, he just really can't with her.
All right, dog. I got one for you, man. Well, this one's for you, dog. I'm gonna plead the fifth on this one. He said he a 35-year-old man in Texas. He's dating his wonderful girlfriend for a few months. Although they've been together for a short time, we've known each other for a few years. 2 weekends ago, while I was in the shower, my phone went off a couple of times, and my girlfriend checked it to make sure it wasn't important. She saw that it was from Keeley, a girl that he knows, and then checked his phone. She has his password in case she needs it. I don't know why he would do that. They ain't married. He said he gave her the password because he trusts her and truly didn't feel he had anything to hide from her. That sounds like me.
Mm-hmm.
Now she wants to break up with him because she thinks he's texting other girls. So he wants to know how can he get his trust back?
Well, who is the girl?
His girlfriend went through his phone, found some text messages. He admitted that he was texting other girls. Now she don't trust him, and he wants to know how can he get his trust back. How can he get his girlfriend to trust him?
Guess he got to throw his phone away.
Wow. Really?
I mean, you already know my stance on it. I mean, my thing is this. I mean, I don't know if anybody agree with me or not. I mean, you know what? It's a lot of times where you create your own trouble. I mean, some people a person may text you. A person may text you. I mean, because you ain't never been, I mean, it ain't like you the first person that motherfucker ever met in their life. So a person from the past.
He was trying to do that old stupid reverse psychology shit. Well, if I give her all my shit, then she not going to check my phone.
And he had to be a jackass for that one. I don't know.
That's all that was.
I don't know a man, woman, or child that if you gave them that much power that they're not going to use it. I'm sorry. I don't know not one person.
Well, okay. It sounds like
I said, did you have to roar like that? Hey,
I can't hear me on your end. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I mean, if he like her, he wants his trust, then, I mean, okay, regardless of everything else, it's simple. Stop texting other chicks. You know what I mean? If that's what you want. If you want your trust back and you know, this is somebody you want to be with, then quit.
Because I don't understand. If you knew you was texting other girls, why give her all that stuff anyway?
That's true.
So why, if you know you texting other girls, you know what I'm saying? Why give her all the information to go in, you know, to look in your phone? Oh, it's okay to look at my phone, but, yeah, I am texting other girls. That don't even make sense. So to me, it was like he was trying to use that, like, reverse shit, like give her all this stuff to make her trust him, thinking that she wasn't gonna go through it.
Well, like I said, he had to be the world's dumbest motherfucker if he thought she wasn't gonna go through that phone.
And
my thing is this, and I know you're not gonna agree, Father Time, but if I'm in the shower and my phone rings, hell, I can't answer it no way.
Well, no. What was said was the phone rang a few times, so she grabbed it because she thought it might have been important. Because whoever it was kept calling right back.
You really think that's why she grabbed it? No, she grabbed that motherfucker. I want to know who the fuck this is to keep calling.
Hey, I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you what was wrong.
I hear what you're saying, but let's be real. She grabbed that phone because, I want to know who the fuck this is to keep calling him.
I mean, from my perspective, like I told y'all, we my phone has code on it, his phone has code on it. I don't go through his phone, although I know the code to his phone. He knows the code to mine. We just don't. You know what I mean?
Okay,
and it's as simple as that. If it's like Karen said, if he in the shower, then he can't get to the phone anyway. You know what I mean? And if he took the phone in the bathroom with him, then he realized that somebody might have something important to say, so he took it with him. You know what I mean? Nowadays, people don't just leave their phone nowhere. You know what I mean? Most people, unless it's on a charger, take their phone everywhere they go with them. So,
I mean, the reason why people have codes and shit on their phone, because they got shit on their phone they don't want the other person to see. I ain't saying nobody doing nothing wrong. I'm not saying nobody cheating. But some things we have on our phone, the other person that we with may not understand. You see what I'm saying, or may not be partial to the shit we got on our phone. That don't mean we cheating. You see what I'm saying? But to prevent an argument from occurring, just stay out of each other's stuff. Hell, he might got porn. Hell, I might got porn. I might got dicks all in my phone. Shit, that don't mean I'm fucking nobody. You see what I'm saying? So stay out of each other's phone. You know what I mean? Because, you know, really, if you're going into the person's phone, you're trying to find something.
And that's what Kat said. You know, you make your own trouble. You make your own trouble. When you go looking for shit, you find it. And then, you know, if you were going to be upset behind whatever you found in his phone, you basically created that yourself. Because, you know, if it was important, it wasn't going to be any less important the 3 minutes it took him to take a shower and get out of the shower. You know what I mean? He was going to find out about it and go take care of whatever was that damn important. There wasn't nothing he could do about it while he was in the shower except for finish showering, dry his ass, and then go take care of it. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Hold on a second, dog. I got a good one for the ladies. This is a female. She said her boyfriend gave her an ultimatum. Suck his dick or he leave.
Wow.
Dang, that's my guy.
That's his ultimatum.
My guy.
She's saying she don't like to do that because she don't like the taste.
What? How old is this person?
Well, since she not
like
do
the
it, and she says she don't like the way it tastes.
Oh, his
dick. I don't know if she means his dick or his nut, but she say she don't like the way it tastes.
Okay.
So
well,
should she just like suffer the taste and to keep him, or should she just let him go?
That depends.
Because he gave, you know, his ultimatum is something like dick, or I'm leaving.
I mean, I'm trying to see if she's trying to swallow or she don't like the taste of his dick. Wash it with some special soap or something. I don't know, but I don't understand what taste, because, you know, you don't have to swallow.
Right.
I mean, she didn't say.
I say it depends
on. She
just
said she don't like the way it tastes. That's all she said.
Yeah, that's some average thing. Don't do the shit.
I mean, unless he just got a stinky dick. I mean, if he's just got a stinky dick, well, then she needs to make a choice. She needs to decide if this person is important enough that she wants.
No, not. She said it ain't got nothing to do with the way it smells. She said she don't like the way it tastes.
Okay, I understand. Okay, but if it smells bad, chances are it tastes bad. So, you know what I mean?
You might want to let them run with this, dog. I think they're more of a connoisseur than you are about this.
I should sure hope so.
I mean, that's just like licking on your skin. If your skin is dirty and nasty, of course it's not going to taste right. You know what I'm saying? That's the outer part of his body. So it should be clean. I don't understand that. It shouldn't have no taste. It's just like looking on your skin. So unless she's talking about the cum. You see what I'm saying, Ben? Shit, he ain't got to be busting no nuts all in her mouth. Shit, he just said suck the dick.
Right. I mean,
she don't do it.
I mean,
he's leaving.
In a relationship, we need to know, do he, is he oral with her? Do he go down on her? You know what I mean? I mean, shit. So what, you don't like it? If you want to keep that man, there's a lot of things in a relationship that we have to do that we don't necessarily want to do. And that goes for men and women, you know what I mean? It's a lot of shit that fellas don't want to necessarily do. That's not their favorite thing to do, but it pleases us, so they do it. You know, and the same goes. And sucking a dick is the one thing that, hell, that's the least of her worries if it comes down to being in a relationship. Suck that motherfucker. Suck it 2 or 3 times a day.
Well, I don't know. I guess he's bouncing.
Suck it when he ain't even expecting
it. The way it takes.
That nigga
like
eats dinner. Just suck it. Fuck it.
Whatever you don't do, another female will.
I mean, how long have they been together? There's things. How
it did
old play. Are these people? You know, they do his. Why don't she like to do it? I mean, hell.
I don't know, but I can give you her email if you want to ask her.
I don't mind sucking a dick, so I don't have that problem.
Well, I guess he's going for a new relationship. Gonna right. Sound like she's gonna do it.
Well, you know, shit, it's about 98% of women sucking dick. You ain't sucking, you suck shit. What the hell she think?
Right.
You the 2%, and you think you got to stay with the 2%?
I think. Oh,
he gave her one. Suck my dick, or I'm leaving.
Well, maybe she don't know yet that she likes girls. She just let men go because ain't a nigga you gonna be with unless it's that one nigga that we were talking about. Y'all remember the one that said he didn't like it? She need to find him and then they'll be a perfect couple because he don't like it and she don't like doing it. I don't know a straight man alive who don't like to have his dick sucked. I don't give a fuck what the situation is.
Yeah, I can't stand. I hate you. I hate you too. Let me suck your dick. Yeah. Shit. Okay. I really didn't mean. I hate you. I love you. Yes, I do love you. I do. Don't stop. Shit.
And if he's real, I say he must have got him some head from somebody.
Yeah, what had happened, he didn't finally just said, fuck it. He tired of arguing with her. He tired of trying to push her head down there. He tired of trying to put she up on the headboard. He just stood up over her. And he tried to squeeze it in. Right. He tried to squeeze it in her mouth. She keeping her lips on tight. She wake up on the every morning with dick on her lips, and he just suck on it. He tried to catch it with the yard. Man, shit.
Too much hot.
But it all depends on, honey, how bad you want to keep that man. If you don't want to keep that man, then don't suck his dick. But then don't expect the next man to not have the same alternative. Maybe it's time you switch teams, honey.
if you fucking
with a woman, you don't ever have to suck a dick. So there you go.
Did you just advise a woman to go gay?
I said maybe she does not realize that she might be. and ain't that good advice if she don't want to fuck a dick? You might as well go ahead and be with a bitch. Shit.
And she really going to get super soaked then.
Yeah.
Bitch hold her head harder than the nigga. Hey, bitch hold her head harder than a man will. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, y'all some strong motherfuckers when the motherfucker get down there. Motherfucker trying to raise up. Motherfucker clamp down. Yeah, motherfucker, I ain't safe to go nowhere.
But she won't be sucking a dick, will she?
Right. She. Man, shit. She better go and get back to sucking, trying to suck at that dick. Cause shit, it's going to be real hard for her fucking with a woman.
What seller, you know? Hey, there's tricks to the trade. Get some Jolly Ranch. I mean, I know Jolly Ranch because those will cut a nigga. But get some Nalilators, you know what I'm saying? Put something in your mouth that makes it taste good if that's what you don't like. There's things you can do. You know what I'm saying? She can put a cough drop in her mouth, and then she's not worried about the taste of his penis because she tastes the cough drop, you know what I'm saying? Or shit, mouthwash before you do it. There's plenty of things that you can do, you know what I mean, that take away from that.
They got the strawberry cough drops now, the cherry. They taste so good with the sick sucking dick. Oh, Jesus.
There's lots of things you can do if the taste is the only thing that bothers you. You know, distract yourself from the taste. If you want to keep that man and he's telling you either do this, this is what I need for you, tell. Where there's a will, there's a way.
All right, y'all, I got another one for y'all. This is an older lady. She said she'd been married for 25 years. For the first 15 years, her husband stayed out all night and all day. And he verbally abused her. One time we were driving, I saw a hickey on the inside of his thigh. He tried to convince me that it was a pinch. A technique for martial arts. She says, yeah, right, I'm an idiot, I'm supposed to believe that. She says, 10 years later, I'm still with him. I lost all sexual feelings toward him. What should I do? He knows I'm not into it, but he still wants sex from me. I don't know, this ain't the right show for that kind of question.
Right. I mean, unless she be more confirmation for what she already knows.
Exactly. You know
that's
we
might
right.
Do for.
Not
so bad.
Where's the sound
at? A hickey on the inside of his thigh. Hey, but that's hey, but it was hey. I would never thought to say, baby, that's a pinch. I would have never thought to say, because if you pinch yourself hard enough, it looks like a hickey.
What
it do.
No, it don't.
Well, who the
fuck he's
going to
try to use it.
Hey, that was a quick-ass response.
Time.
That's a good one.
That's not going to work.
When is the last time you were sitting somewhere and you just pinched yourself between your legs? Come on, man. Let me see what happens.
Hey. You know, you got some jeans on, you know. You sitting kind of wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it pinched you. It can happen. I think that was a good-ass answer on his part.
Well,
and they driving, so he had to think quick. That's a good, quick-ass answer. Baby, that's a pinch.
Well, I'm about to give her the real answer. You've been with this man this long, evidently you ain't going nowhere because you done been with this man for 25 years, and now all of a sudden, now your sex drive is gone away from him. Well, hell. I mean, I don't understand it. If you're going to stay, so you're going to stay and everybody's going to suffer. But then you can't tell people to leave because, oh, that's my relationship, that's my business. You know what I'm saying? You've been with him this long. Evidently, y'all need to work it out or discuss it or shit. Have a fight, a big blowout. Your sex drive come back real quick. When you punch that motherfucker in the face, you're real horny.
Wow, I've got a hope, man. Y'all giving us some great ass advice tonight, boy. I swear.
Ooh, your eye gonna be black in the morning. Come here, let's see.
Well,
y'all know that'd be the best bet. You know
you're
the best bet after y'all been fighting.
Yeah, you better be butt naked when you punch. You better be butt naked when you punch.
This better be butt naked with a fist in one hand and a beer in the other.
Yes, because yeah. I bruise easy. I bruise real easy. Mm-hmm. So you hit, you punch me in my motherfucking face, I gotta walk around with the next with this black eye. Shit. Alright.
Have on that sexy lingerie. He's that motherfucker wanted some pussy. Like, yeah, okay, you want some pussy? Okay, I get that night all set up. We about to fight. Because she needs to let out all those emotions that she has. It's like she's holding it in. And I don't know if she's just not saying nothing or whatever. You just letting it go back. If you say, yeah, okay, you don't believe him, but is anything being said? You see what I'm saying? So basically you've been letting it happen. If you don't say nothing, and it's been going on for this long, why would you stop? You, and to me, that's just like allowing somebody to cheat. Remember, we had this conversation. You know what I'm saying? We had this topic. You know what the person doing, but you know what the person doing, but you just letting them do whatever they want to do. Then are you just allowing it? But you coming back and saying you're not okay with it, then do something about it. Show him that you care. I'm about to show you how much I love you.
Okay, Janine, this is for you. He says, ask the young lady that was just talking. My girlfriend of 3 years now has just informed me that she doesn't want sex anymore. Now, sex is only once a week for the past year. She keeps telling me it is not me and that it is hormonal. What's the word? Hormonal?
Mm-hmm.
Hormones or whatever. He says, I really got a suspicion that she likes women, and I do know she was very promiscuous as a teenager. So why she wait to drop this bomb on me when she definitely knows that I am a sex freak and I was going down on her since we have met, but now no sex at all. And if my memory serves me correct, I'm the one who has to initiate any sex at all. And when we first met, I explained my sexual drive to her, and she was all for it. Is she out of love with me? His name is Help. And the
right.
woman is 45 years. The woman is 45 years old. They've been together 3 years.
He's younger than her. Is he younger than her?
It don't say. He just say why after 3 years of a sexual relationship, is a girl now not wanting sex at 45 years of age?
I mean, she could be going through. I mean, if she's saying it's hormonal, that could be true. That's what I'm saying. If she's young, if he's younger than her, you know, if you have somebody older, that could be true. She could be going through the change.
Right, she could be going through
the change.
It don't
last a year, though. He said once a week for a year.
Okay, but the change is
gradual.
Uniforms
don't last a year.
Yes, it does. Yes, it can. It can last for a few years.
Exactly. And then with every woman, it's different. So maybe it didn't all happen all at one time, just bam, there it was. Just over the year, it gradually got worse for her that way. I mean, every woman is different. You're talking about a 45-year-old woman, depending on if she has children, depending on, you know, what she does for a living, depending on, you know, what her everyday is like. All these things matter for a woman when she starts getting...
Man, I ain't believing that shit.
But if you're saying that's what it is, then she should be going to a doctor getting some prescriptions or something to fix it or to make it better. You know what I'm saying?
He said he thinks she likes women.
Okay, well, tell him
he
tell you want to
talk as a teenager.
Well,
at 25 years old, what she did as a teenager is completely irrelevant.
Well, that's what he said. He said she fucked like a motherfucker as a teenager.
Okay, we all was fucking like a motherfucker when we were teenagers.
Well, he can try that. Tell him to add a woman into the mix.
Yeah,
yeah,
but
get that competition going real quick.
I bet you she'll want to fuck me.
Well, I'm saying, though, how do you go from...
Yeah.
How do you go from 3 years of straight fucking to not wanting sex anymore at all? How does that happen?
That's not necessarily true.
No, hey, help. She found somebody else, dog. Move on, man.
Don't listen to him.
That's my advice.
He didn't ask you the question. All right. He was talking to me.
Well, I'm just saying, how do you go from 3 years to no sex at all?
Oh, my goodness.
She found somebody else, dog. I'm sorry to be the one to tell you that, man. Now you got to go find you somebody else.
I mean, what other reasons do you just completely stop having sex?
Add somebody to the mix. Like I just said, if you feel like she down with it, try that first. So my thing is, if she's saying it's hormonal, she should be getting something from the doctor to fix it, because they do have hormone pills.
Mm-hmm. I think that's some bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Just move on, dog. Move on.
Heaven forbid it happens in your personal relationship where, you know, and I'm not wishing it on you or nothing like that, but shit, y'all stay together long enough and shit, you might notice it your damn self one day. You know what I'm saying? You never know. So don't just count it out like that's some bullshit. But like Janine said, if that is in fact the case, then she needs to go be seen, and, you know, he needs to understand that. And if he wants to be with this woman and he has, you know, feelings for her other than sexual, then be there with her. Go through it with her, you know what I'm saying? And don't, you know, don't make it like, shit, that's the only thing that matters.
Well, I mean,
okay, well, let me ask y'all this.
Sex does matter, because once a week, that's a bullshit.
I mean, I agree with you all. I don't want to do my damn myself. But...
that's some bullshit.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask this question. Mm-hmm. Okay, if I got a high sex drive, you got a high sex drive, we first meet, we fucking 3-4 times a day, 2 years into a relationship, now all of a sudden you only want to do it once a week?
But what if she bored?
I kicked that country ass to the curb.
I'm not saying he shouldn't be, you know, upset about that. I'm not saying that. I'm saying if she coming to him and saying she has this specific reason, we all go through changes in our life. We can't help this shit. We all gonna get old. Shit. And I'm just saying, if that's what she's saying is the issue, then she needs to be going to the doctor to get that checked and fixed. And
well, I ain't talking about her question. I ain't talking about this situation. I'm saying that if I got a high sex drive, you got a high sex drive, 2 years into a relationship, you don't want to do it no more. You want to do it once a week now. When we was doing it 3-4 times a day.
Well, normally
now
that's
what's going on. Now all of a sudden, now that's
you
hormonal.
You keep on repeating the question, ain't going to necessarily change the answer.
Exactly. All I'm saying
is, I ain't got an answer.
You whether it's hormonal or not.
You just have to answer you want to hear.
I'm not saying that what he's feeling is wrong, that's not wrong. Yeah, if y'all both freaks and y'all been having sex like that and all of a sudden you're not having sex with that person no more like you used to, of course you're going to get upset. I mean, but and I'm not saying all the time it's no hormonal changes or nothing like that. It could be other things. I'm just saying that's what he said.
And sometimes it's not just one person. You know what I mean? It takes two to make some shit like that happen. Just because you still want to hunt like rabbits, well, maybe, you know, she needs for him to switch up, you know, his flow. She's... like I said, this is a lady that's getting older. Y'all don't seem to understand. We got parts. We got shit that goes on inside of us that, you know, you can't just go tearing it up and beating it up just because that's what you've been doing for the last 3 years. Maybe my body is tired of being beat up.
Maybe I need for you now to caress me, you know what I'm saying, and stop fucking me but make love to me. Or, you know what I'm saying, let's just go gentle now. You know what I'm saying? It might not
She a cougar, dog. She a cougar, man. She got a younger motherfucker, dog. That's all that is. She got a motherfucker go a little longer than you, dog.
What's your name?
She a cougar.
Who's a cougar?
The 45-year-old woman. She got a younger motherfucker now. That's why she ain't fucking with him. I don't know.
Oh, that's what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying. She a cougar.
Oh, okay.
She done fucked around and found a younger motherfucker. Now she don't want nothing to do with him.
Don't be listening to
him. I would like to know how old he is.
Yeah, but you don't even know how old he is. He might be young.
It don't say. I don't know. It don't say. They never said his age.
Well, see, it could be that scenario with Richard Pryor. When he said he finna go find him some new pussy, she said, shit, he had 2 more inches of dick. You'd have found some new pussy right here. So, he might not be. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, could you imagine if somebody told you that?
I'd be hot as hell. I'd be fired up. I'd be pissed.
What? What you say?
Oh,
I'd knock your ass out.
Somebody else may be better, though.
Yeah, 2 more inches.
I was upset.
Man, I would smack the shit out of him. I mean, bitch, you tell me I got a little dick.
I guess you just insult me. You just insulted me.
That's fucked up. But
that's a fucking good one.
I mean, she's 45. I gotta believe that something could be wrong with her. I mean, not wrong with her, but shit, she probably is going through those little changes.
Well, apparently he don't believe it. He like, it's some bullshit. She bullshit.
Like she ain't said, now, she ain't trying to do nothing about it, then that's something different. If she ain't trying to go to the doctor, get a little whatever they got to get, I don't know what they got to get per se. But if she ain't trying to do nothing about it, then, yeah, he got a problem. But, I mean, shit. That shit happens.
Oh, no.
Yep, part of life.
I mean, I'm just sorry. I don't give a fuck how old you are. We go from 3-4 times a day to once a week.
And you and your 57 pumps need to go somewhere. Hush. Anyway, can we move on?
Yeah, I mean, dog. I think you have a problem. Everybody can't do everything all the time. I mean, come on, man. I mean, 45, shit.
And too much of anything is bad for you. Too much of anything is fucked up. I mean, shit. Like I said, maybe she's bored. Maybe he ain't, you know what I'm saying? Maybe he ain't satisfying her no more. There could be different reasons why.
Why it's got to be him?
Because they're the ones that's fucking. I don't know. She said it's hormonal. And you trying to figure out.
Right. Didn't she say it was her? She said it was her, didn't she?
She said it was hormonal. She did, but
that's
I'm posing the same question over and over and over again, like that's going to change the answer. We don't know.
I mean, she pretty much saying it's her. I mean, she can't, I mean, in that instance, you can't fault her body. You can't fault her body for what it's doing. I mean, I'm sorry. That's just like, bitch, your motherfucking pussy done broke down, ho. You ain't shit. I mean, really. That's what it sounds like.
Hunger out of order sign on that bitch.
I was with this bitch last night. This pussy broke.
You should drive down the motherfucker.
Right. But she's steady telling you, I'm going through a thing. I'm going through a thing right now.
Jim and drive, and then they fought, and they fucked the shit out of each other. You remember that shit?
Mm-hmm. See, that just going to show y'all, Father Time ain't got no mercy for you motherfuckers.
I'm just saying, man. It's just it sounds fishy to me.
I'm telling you, what? Yeah, turn around. But I just told you, baby, I'm not turn around. I said turn around. I'm talking to your ass. God damn, boy. You worse than them goddamn pimps. I call you pretty tone. I don't give a damn.
I'm just saying, man. Like I said,
I'm
a little fishy to me, that's all.
Oh, you are? What, we going in the room now? I'm trying to talk to you. No, you come to me, talk to me after we go in the room. So what you saying, dog? If she's going through menopause, she still going to have to give it up.
You can't have sex on menopause?
I mean, you can, but I mean, what if the urge for her is not that?
That's what happens when women go through menopause. They sex drive starts to diminish. They pussy starts to dry out. There's all these different changes is going on. That's what happens.
Better watch your porno.
That might not. Who, you? You the one that you need to watch a porno with your Vaseline. That's what
I don't use Vaseline. I use petroleum jelly.
Petroleum jelly, whichever one it is.
The difference.
I mean, but I'm saying, if looking at your naked, hard, rock hard dick don't do it for me, then watching somebody else's hard dick ain't going to do it for me neither. If you don't get me wet in the TV, certainly ain't going to do it. So a porno, it might not necessarily help if she's going through the change. No sex drive or a diminished sex drive means just that. It doesn't mean, well, let me try to watch a porno and see if that helps. No, it means that I'm just not interested in having sex right now.
Because, you know, my life's going to be over once I start going through the change. I ain't going to know what to do.
You know what I'm saying?
Kill me now, Lord. Kill me.
What was that movie with Jada Pinkett? Take me now, Lord. Take me now.
Now, don't that shit come to an end though? At some point, where you know what I mean, it can end and then be back in action.
I still don't think it'd be the same from what it was before.
Well, then where did the term cougar come from? Because aren't those, like, nowadays a cougar is younger than when the term first started. You know, when the term first started, it was 45, 55, you know what I'm saying, sugar mama type age women who was going after younger men. So at some point it must, you know what I'm saying, come to a halt. And she like, well, shit, now I'm back in action. I done went through my little change of life, and I done figured out how it works now, and I'm ready again.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how cougar works. Shit, cougars are 30 years
know.
Old nowadays.
My change might be totally different than everybody else's. Who knows? Everybody, every woman is different. You don't know how
to go through
the same.
I wish I had that sound bite on here. Take me now, Lord. Take me now.
Oh, goodness.
I can see Janine now. What? Mama, we love you. Get the fuck out. But Mama, we love you. Take me now, Lord. Take me now. What the fuck is wrong with Mama?
Mama can't get that ooh wee no more. Oh, my goodness.
I tell you, boy, dealing with these people, boy, only on Sin City. I know, I mean, I know the motherfuckers that ask us for advice be like, these motherfuckers is one step away from telling us to pull the trigger.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody got some motherfuckers just turn gay, shit out the motherfucker. That's not no shit Dr. Seal's going to tell you.
I did not recommend that the girl turn gay. I said maybe she has not yet realized that that's what she is. If she don't like the nigga in her mouth. Maybe she don't know.
So a woman to go out there and try out somebody and try another woman out. Shit, fuck, see what happens. You ain't got to suck her dick.
If they don't complain about the face of pussy, then we know what the problem was.
Exactly.
And then he told the woman to just slap his ass. He'll get horny then.
I told you.
When you slap a man, most of the time he ain't going to get horny.
I said, stop off there, Pacha. Why are you playing?
Yeah, you,
she said, we should fight. That's what she said.
You better be butt booty ass next.
She should be. And have to be looking good as hell. And then
yeah.
That motherfucker just start beating the shit out of him. Just start fighting him. He ain't gonna know what the fuck's going on. Then if he get to fighting back, just keep on fighting him. Just fight him until your ass ain't fighting no more.
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna know whether to smack your ass back or grab a titty.
Well,
you know
when
we start acting crazy, y'all don't be knowing what to do. Hey, Cass,
that's when you improvise. You grab a titty and slap the shit out of it.
Yes. Whole time, you choking it, but you palming the ass at the same time.
Your fingers steady sliding in that motherfucker. You choking the shit out of it.
Big hard in the motherfucker. Bitch, I'll kill you. You can't even hold your legs straight. Dick that whip straight hard.
And then wrap your legs around his body while whatever he doing. That motherfucker gonna get the fucking shit out of you. You gonna love it. Believe that. Okay. Yeah. So you might have to wear some sunglasses when you go to work today. That's all right.
Yes, I
want
you.
What's
wrong, girl? I got that good shit
left.
Yeah, I got that good shit.
But, hey, all in your head.
Yeah, so good.
All in your head, why he fucking you? You got that Welcome Back Carter song in your head.
Welcome back.
Got some Gucci shades on, covering up that black eye.
Oh my goodness.
Only on Sin City. Only on Sin City. Now you got that damn song stuck in my head. Welcome back. Things let your ticket out. I'm thinking, I might have to use that song and put that on a slow CD. Why you playing that? Oh, you see.
You see.
Because I'm pounding the shit out of her ass. I'm fucking never be able to watch Welcome Back Carter again without thinking about me.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, shit. Turn that off. What the hell wrong with you? I hate that song. Seriously. Y'all never ever did something? y'all never did something so crazy that whenever like this, it's so off the wall that when you hear it, you just automatically think of that person?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Welcome back, Carl, to think about it. Motherfucker think you finna play some Jodeci or some Sade and welcome back. Just lay down. Come on, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. I won't focus on that. They tease you a lot. Welcome back, but you got him on the spot. And boy, by the time the end of that song go off, you be sitting there laying in the bed smoking a cigarette. Talking about, whew, shit. Hello? There's
who? Yeah. What? Where? When? I don't know nobody remember that from Welcome Back, Carla. John Travolta. Hey, speaking of shows, man. Hey, y'all need to watch The Real Husbands of Hollywood. That shit funny than a motherfucker.
A window will come. Oh, I'll be missing it.
That shit, man, that shit funny. He had Shaq on there. That shit was funny than a motherfucker, boy.
I thought that was an old one.
I just started watching it yesterday. I watched the whole season yesterday, the first season.
A week ago. Yeah, I'll be catching episodes here and there, but I don't know what day it come on, you know. Mm-hmm.
If you can find that one with Shaq, watch that shit. That shit was funny than a motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Shaq pulled him up when he was a cop. That shit was hilarious. That shit at me. He was like, you know what they're going to do to you in jail? And he started pumping him. That shit was funny than a motherfucker, boy. Shaq was pumping Kevin Hart like they was in jail. That shit was funny as hell. That motherfucker had me crying. I was, dude, you know, you been laying in the bed and you just start laughing. That's how it was, dog. Last night I was just laughing for no reason. She's like, you laughing at? Oh, just nothing. Don't worry about it. It's just funny shit. That shit was funny than a motherfucker, man. But I recommend everybody watch that show. That shit is hilarious. I thought it was a reality show, but it's not. It's like a comedy sketch show, kind of like Dave Chappelle's show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bro. You the last one to catch on to it.
I know, man.
I saw the little commercial on the Hip Hop Awards show, the BET Hip Hop Awards show. They did like a little performance. And the shit was funny. Man, let me watch this shit. Yeah, you know, all of them was on the Hip Hop Awards show.
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. I'm going to watch it.
Did y'all see the episode with him and J.B. Smooth and J.B. Kevin Hart changed into J.B. Smooth?
Yeah,
I thought that was...
And J.B. Smooth kept saying, I told you I always wanted to be me. Remember they took him back?
Because that's been his whole niche to this. Like, Kevin Hart stole his shit. Like, because, you know, like, you know, you stole my shit. You stole it. You know, Kevin Hart was looking at stupid, like, hey, and then I'm like, man, that's when they stole the clip. All right, all right, all right. I knew you stole it, Kevin. I knew you stole it.
But you know what? They play that shit off so fucking good, man.
Mm-hmm.
They make that shit funny as hell.
No,
now, you know what I'm saying?
I
wanted you to really believe he stole his shit.
Hey, Tommy, okay, did you see the one where he played, he was acting like he was, he did, who was that, what's his name, song, and like he had Paula Patton in his video?
Oh, yep,
boy.
Yep.
Robin Thicke, boy.
Hey, Robin Thicke kind of left the show.
I guess he said shit. He got them blurred lines now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was funny as hell, man. I even watched the reunion show.
Yeah, man.
That shit's like love and hip-hop to me, man. You got to watch that shit every week now.
Yeah, it's funny, man.
You
it
got what did come on.
It's really funny, man. I'm not really a big Kevin Hart fan. But that show is funny as hell. Like his stand up, I didn't think that shit was that funny to me.
Mm-hmm.
But that show is funny as hell, man.
I've yet to see the last stand up, but all his other stand ups have been funny to me. Especially that one when his uncle got hit and all the change fell out of his pocket. He's like, I gotta hit you really hard for all your change to fly out your pocket. Man, that shit had me crying when he got to looking at his uncle like, yeah, oh, he's going to be tough, huh?
I always like when he talk about his kids, man. When he talk about his son was so got his ass whooped and took
a when his daddy got his ass whooped, and he's like, let me go call Steve. What'd he say? You are something else. You are something else.
Hey, who do you think funnier, Kevin Hart or Cat Williams? I think Kevin Hart got him faded.
I think they got two different styles, but
All right, let me put it this way. You got $20 for a ticket. You got Kevin Hart at the Genesis, and you got Cat Williams in Hammond. Who are you going to see? On the same night, who you going to see? Kevin Hart or Cat Williams? Money Gary, the other one in Hammond.
Oh, man. What are you, Barry Gordy on The Temptations? Man? What the hell is this?
Hey, that's how you break the tie. You can only go see one of them. Who you going to go see?
Oh,
I'm
going to
go see
man.
Kevin Hart.
Yeah, I probably would too. But damn, man, these scenarios, you did that last night. I'm like, okay, he just watched The Temptations or something. Did you buy his album or a sandwich? I mean,
hey, tell me why I should go buy your shit.
You need to tell me why.
Why should I buy your shit?
$10.
Well, I got $10. Why should I buy your shit? Then you got to sell me. You know, I go get a pack of cigarettes and afford it with $10. That's all I'm saying. You got to sell me on it, man. I want to know why I should buy your shit. I thought it was an honest question.
We gotta get up out of here, man. I'm frozen time over here.
All right. Janine, you got any last words for us?
Yes, it was a great show. I enjoyed myself answering all of these questions for these nice people. I guess I relax, have me a drink. I don't have to work tomorrow. I'm on vacation.
Shit, we don't get no questions. 3 weeks.
What?
Man, you motherfuckers gonna see the city give you a crazy ass advice, man. She told me to slap my husband so he'll fuck.
No, you didn't even get it. She didn't want to have sex with him. He keeps trying to have sex with her.
Damn.
She know he cheats.
Whip his ass.
So,
he'll fuck. Whip his ass.
Whatever.
Whip her ass. She
whatever.
Fuck.
What?
All right, Eddie. Look for the last words.
Omar coming, y'all. Get out of here. Omar coming. Put that shit down. Omar coming.
Ha, ha, ha.
myself. I'll be back next week. Inner City Radio.
That's what's up. What you got, dog?
Don't you hear him in the background? They telling them, oh, my coming. Oh, my coming. Oh, man. Y'all know what it is. SinCityRadio.net. Check us out.
All right, y'all. Anybody get on the site? We got the video chat room up, so that's how we're going to start getting down, y'all. We're going to meet up in the chat room. Start doing the show from the chat room. Y'all feel me? Y'all down with that?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Thank everybody for your questions. I hope you got some good advice. Some of that shit don't y'all use. Use all the shit that I said. Don't use none of the shit they said.
Whatever.
Yeah. On that note, we out. Peace, y'all. Next week.